Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat. And did you know that there is a cuteness science? Adorable, right? Well, apparently, cuteness actually plays a considerable role in our actions and responses to specific triggers. Before we get started on the science, let's talk about where the cuteness trend started. The cuteness trend, turning inanimate objects into cuter versions of themselves, began in the 1970s in Japan, known as kawaii. The perfect definition is a Japanese term or aesthetic referring to the unique concept affirming childlike and pretty things that make your heart flutter. However, the idea of cuteness is so much older, going back to Darwinism, although an ethologist named Konrad Lorenz coined the term kidschidsema or infant schema. It is this idea that certain juvenile features such as big eyes, chubby cheeks, an unbalanced walk, and particular sounds and smells can make someone go, "Aww, I know, I'm a sucker for babies and kittens and puppies and other young animals that are just too adorable." But in reality, it is hypothesized that this "aww" trigger is evolutionary. It's an evolutionary trait to ensure that parents or adults of a species take care of their young, protecting them until they can protect themselves. An experiment from 2009 found that participants exposed to images of puppies and kittens were more careful when asked to play a game of Operation. How crazy is that? When exposed to cuteness, you unconsciously work harder to be better, more careful caregiver. Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about where we can get this cuteness fix and what some unintended consequences just might be. So until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.